Right, pay increases for MPs got you going. How about perks for judges? The so-called secrets have been revealed. If you're a High Court judge, there is free air travel, hotels for spouses, limousines, pens and briefcases, and long sabbaticals. This is on top of the average salary of anywhere between $330,000 and $578,000. Now, Wellington barrister Graham Edgell is with us on this. Graham, morning to you.
Good morning.
Is this stuff widely known in legal circles?
Some of it is, although I would note that some of it's gone. So the latest update on the perks, so that briefcase that they get and the pen, or the fountain pen, that allowance is gone in the latest update. So they are at least sort of making some changes in there.
Are the tips still there? I thought that was the most fascinating thing of all.
That one is gone as well.
Oh, for goodness sake, it's not worth being a judge anymore, is it? You can't tip the person who carries your bag. Where was all that? Is that from 1873 or something?
I'm not sure when that started. I suspect a bit more recent than that. There was probably would have been, would have been old stipendiary magistrates back then and things like that. It would have been very odd.
The limousines, to be fair, they're just the government cars, and if you can't get one of those, you get a cab, don't you?
Yeah, or the other way around. It's more supposed to be, you know, if you can get a cab, you just do. But some places, it's something, you know, if you imagine you're in any other Gisborne High Court and the jury said, no, we'll keep going. It's Friday night. We don't want to come back next week. And they come back at 9:30 with their verdict or something like that. You know, it's the, you know, and you've got to sort of head off somewhere afterwards. It is just the same cars that the ministers use, and sort of the DIA runs them. They've got the drivers already anyway.
Yeah.
And so it sort of makes sense.
The spousal support seems unusual in this day and age. That's fair, isn't it? Is that still there?
It is still there. I think it is unusual, but it makes some sense. You know, I suspect it's not used all that much. But, you know, there's difference for judge. You know, if you think, someone's going away for work or something like that, you might think, you know, other places, you know, other businesses or whatever, you know, it's a day or two, or maybe you're a week, you know. If you're a High Court judge, High Court judges are all sort of based in Auckland, Wellington or Christchurch, you know, you're going to live in Rotorua for 8 weeks to run a murder trial or something like that. Are you going to go home every weekend sort of thing when you've got to fly back on Sunday night to make sure you're there before Monday, you know, in case flights go or something like that? It's like you've actually kind of got to live somewhere else, you know. If it's a two-day trial, you probably don't bother. But if you're going there for a six-week trial or something like that, you kind of almost have to move to the place for a while, which is probably different from most sort of things where you think, I'm away for a couple of days for work, you know. Well, I'm away for 6 weeks for work because, you know, there's a criminal trial and, you know, all the witnesses in Rotorua, so it has to take place in Rotorua, and I'm going to have to uproot my life. And so having your spouse go with you probably makes more sense, you know, than sort of the alternative of
commuting. Graham, nice to talk to you. Appreciate it. Graham Edgler, who's a Wellington barrister. And it's like MPs pay, isn't it? I mean, at $330,000 to $500,000, a lot of these people who become judges take massive pay cuts to become judges from being lawyers, of course. So therefore, you've got to balance it up the other side.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.